Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Family Therapy History, Theory, and Practice by Samuel T. Gladding is a comprehensive counseling textbook that surveys the evolution of family therapy, explains major theoretical approaches, and connects those ideas to clinical work with couples and families. Written for students and practicing helpers in counseling and marriage and family therapy, the book aims to move readers from understanding how families function to applying research-informed interventions in real practice. Gladding emphasizes an evidence-based orientation, while also giving readers a strong grounding in the rich traditions that shape the field, including the shift from individually focused models to systemic thinking. Along the way, the text highlights healthy family functioning, the diversity of modern family forms, and the ways individual development and the family life cycle influence presenting concerns, with clear explanations and frequent practical illustrations. It functions both as an academic foundation and as a skills-oriented guide for planning and delivering effective family counseling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical development of family therapy and systemic thinking. A central contribution of the book is its organized account of how family therapy emerged as a distinct area of practice. Rather than treating family work as a simple extension of individual counseling, Gladding traces the field's development and the broader shift towards systemic thinking, where problems are understood in relational and interactional contexts. Understanding the history also clarifies why different schools of family therapy sometimes emphasize different targets of change, such as patterns of communication, roles, rules, boundaries, and meaning-making within the family. The historical overview supports critical thinking by showing that models are responses to clinical challenges and cultural contexts, not timeless formulas. For students, this perspective builds a map of the field so later theory does not feel like disconnected names and concepts. For clinicians, the historical lens helps in selecting approaches thoughtfully, matching interventions to client needs while remaining aware of how the profession's assumptions have evolved. Secondly, theoretical models for understanding family functioning and dysfunction. Gladding presents family therapy as a theory-rich discipline, and the text gives readers a structured way to compare major models that guide assessment and treatment. While approaches differ in concepts and techniques, the book's emphasis is on how theory shapes what therapists notice and how they intervene. Across models, family functioning is typically examined through interaction patterns, relationship structures, and the ways families organize stability and change. By introducing theoretical frameworks side by side, the text helps readers distinguish between models that highlight behavior and learning processes, those that focus on interactional sequences and communication, and those that emphasize meaning, identity, and relational narratives. This comparative approach is especially useful in training because it reduces the risk of using techniques without understanding the assumptions behind them. It also supports integrative practice, where a counselor can borrow methods responsibly while keeping a coherent case conceptualization. The outcome is a clearer clinical logic, presenting problems are not only located within an individual, but also understood as connected to relational patterns, family organization, and the broader context influencing how the family adapts. Thirdly, assessment and case conceptualization with couples and families. Effective family therapy depends on strong assessment skills, and Gladding emphasizes understanding families in a way that is both systematic and humane. The book's focus on family functioning encourages therapists to look beyond symptoms to the relational context in which concerns develop and persist. In practice, this means identifying patterns of interaction, exploring how family members define the problem, clarifying goals that are shared or conflicting, and attending to strengths as well as distress. A recurring theme is that assessment and treatment planning are not separate steps because the way a therapist joins with a family frames concerns and invites participation already shapes the therapeutic process. The text also highlights that families vary widely in composition and organization, so assessment must avoid one-size-fits-all assumptions about what a family should look like. Conceptualization is strengthened by integrating knowledge of development and context, including how families respond to transitions and stressors over time. For learners, the benefit is a practical roadmap for organizing complex information without losing the unique story of each family. For practitioners, it supports clearer decision-making about what to target first and how to measure progress. Fourthly, evidence-based interventions and practical strategies for change. One of the book's distinguishing aims is to connect theory to practice through interventions that are consistent with evidence-based care and established clinical traditions in family therapy. Gladding does not treat interventions as isolated tricks, but as tools that follow from a model of how change occurs in families, across approaches. Interventions are used to interrupt unhelpful cycles, promote clearer communication, strengthen problem solving, and support more flexible and supportive relationship patterns. the text is designed to be practical, offering concrete illustrations to help readers imagine what implementing an intervention looks like during a session with couples or families. Aussie, this helps bridge the gap between classroom learning and clinical work, where multiple voices, alliances, and emotional intensities can make sessions complex to manage. The evidence-based orientation reinforces the importance of choosing methods responsibly, adapting them to the family's needs, culture, and goals, and tracking whether the work is helping. For students in training, this focus builds confidence and competence by showing how to translate conceptualization into a plan. For experienced clinicians, it offers a structured way to review and refine technique selection while staying grounded in systemic principles. Lastly, life cycle perspectives and diversity in family composition. Gladding highlights the practical importance of recognizing that family concerns are often tied to development and transition. By examining how individual development and the family life cycle intertwined, the book helps therapists anticipate common stress points such as shifting roles, changing boundaries, and the demands created by new stages or unexpected events. A life cycle perspective supports normalization because it frames many struggles as challenges of adaptation rather than personal failure. At the same time, the text emphasizes that families come in many compositions and arrangements, and that healthy functioning can look different depending on culture, structure, and circumstance. This orientation encourages counselors to focus on what supports resilience and connection within the particular family system in front of them, instead of measuring clients against narrow assumptions. In clinical practice, attention to diversity and development strengthens engagement, improves the relevance of interventions, and reduces the likelihood of mislabeling culturally or structurally different families as dysfunctional. For students, this topic reinforces that systemic work requires both conceptual clarity and cultural humility. For professionals, it supports ethically responsive practice by tying assessment and intervention to context, development, and the lived realities of modern family life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for graduate and advanced undergraduate students in counseling and marriage and family therapy, as well as practicing counselors who want a reliable, organized refresher on systemic work with couples and families. Readers benefit intellectually by gaining a coherent map of the field, including how family therapy developed, how major theories differ, and how those theories shape clinical decision-making. They benefit practically through the emphasis on evidence-based practice and clear illustrations of interventions, which support skill building in assessment, treatment planning, and session strategies. In a crowded category of family therapy texts, Gladding stands out for its breadth and its developmental teaching approach, guiding readers from foundational concepts about family functioning to the application of techniques in counseling settings. The attention to healthy families and diverse family compositions also helps position the book as relevant to contemporary practice rather than limited to a single traditional family form. As a result, it works well both as a primary textbook and as a professional reference, supporting readers who need to integrate theory, ethics, and practical intervention in the complex reality of couple and family counseling. If you would like to support Samuel Gladding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.